It is so good to worship with everyone, even if I'm using Zoom.
就算是我们用这个 Zoom, 然后也很高兴可以跟大家一起来敬拜。
In the past few months that we've been living in a very, very unusual time.
过去几个月我们活的方式跟以前很不寻常。
Our way of living has been really disrupted by this tiny invisible virus.
就这个小小的看不见的病毒把我们的生活方式搞得完全搅乱。
Yeah, with that, we really have adopted to some very new skills.
我们大家都学习到一些新的技能。
Social distancing.
比如说保持社交距离。
Wearing a mask going to stores.
去店里的时候戴口罩。
And worship service through Zoom, even though we have not really figured out how to do Holy Communion yet.
虽然我们还不知道说怎么样领圣餐，但是我们现在的敬拜都是采取这种 Zoom 的方式。
Yeah, but fortunately, during this pandemic, none of us has contracted the virus, so we are healthy.
令人高兴的是呢，虽然是我们经过这个大流行病，但是我们现在还没有知道人在我们的社区里得病。
But many of us have experienced a loss of income.
但是很多人经历到这个收入的损失。
My favorite restaurant, Sweet Tomato, is closed for good.
然后我最喜欢的餐馆就是那个甜西红柿店，现在已经关门了。
And the company that I work for is not doing well.
我现在工作的公司也不是特别好。
Many of my colleagues lost their jobs.
我的不少同事已经失业了。
I also wonder, will I lose my job tomorrow?
我有时候也在想，会不会下一个就是我。
Yeah, life is very uncertain.
所以现在的生活好像都很不确定。
And then we were coming out of the lockdown, protests erupted all over the country.
然后现在就开始本来是这个就是封闭呢，本来刚刚要结束，就开始全国各地出现这种游行。
A black man, George Floyd, was killed by a white police officer.
就是那个乔治·弗洛伊德，他是被警察执法过度死了。
So people were angry about the systemic racism and police brutality.
然后人就对这个好像种族歧视和警察暴力很生气。
So they want to change. So they do, they have a protest.
他们就想改变，所以就开始抗议。
But most of our demonstrations were peaceful, but some turned violent.
大多数游行都是一个和平的游行，但是有些就变得很暴露、很强、很乱。
And some people even use this killing to justify looting stores and destroying properties.
有些人就甚至用这个来作为他们来抢劫商店和财产的一个理由。
We live in a broken world, to say the least.
至少我们生活在一个破碎的世界。
Simple living in this broken world may affect us.
就是在这样一个破碎的世界，就算一个过一个简单的生活，都会影响我们。
We could be the subject of racism, police brutality.
我们也可能成为这种种族歧视或者警察暴力的受害者。
Loot stores or destroy properties.
但是呢，去抢劫商店，或者是成为这个被抢的对象。
Life can be unfair.
生活可以是很不公平的。
So, to the followers of Jesus, how do we live with what's coming in our life?
作为耶稣的跟随者，我们如何来面对要发生在生活中的事情呢？
How do we deal with the uncertain future in this broken world?
我们怎么样来面对这个在将来的这种不确定的状况呢？
Now, since we're in church, of course, the standard answer is that, of course, we deal with uncertainty with Jesus. Do they? Hello? Okay, can you hear him? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's back.
现在可以了。刚才网络
也。Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Since we're in church, so the standard answer is, of course, we deal with uncertainty with Jesus.
因为我们是教会，所以我们的标准答案就是说，我们当然是靠着耶稣来面对这一切的不确定。
But I want to talk about the specific, his resurrection.
但是我想谈的具体一点，讲到他的复活。
His resurrection actually brings us a new perspective on living.
因为主耶稣的复活，所以让我们对对这个所有的不确定呢，我们有一个新的角度，对生活有个新的角度。
Not only Jesus' resurrection is the core foundation of being a follower of Jesus.
主耶稣就是他的复活是我们作为耶稣门徒的一个基础一个基石。
But also its significance can greatly alter our perspective on how we will live.
然后它的重要性在于它可以改变我们如何生活的这个对生活的这种看法和方式。
If you read the account of the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus in the four Gospels,
如果你读在这个四福音里所记载的关于主耶稣复活以后这个空坟墓，
It's not something that any of his disciples saw it coming, even though Jesus really talked about it beforehand.
虽然主耶稣在这个复活上十字架之前就告诉他们他的复活，但是却不是他的门徒所期待会发生的事情。
It was just so outside of their frame of reference for the world and their lives.
就是这个复活的一个概念，对于他们的世界跟我们的这个生活方式是完全一个超出我们那个思想范围之内的一件事情。
So when it actually happened, it was so surprising.
所以当复活真的发生的时候，对他们来讲是很震惊的。
It shattered everything that they thought they knew.
就是这个震碎了他们所以为他们所知道的一切的事情。
Yeah, it was not like, I guess dead people do come back to life. What a strange world.
然后他们不是就是说，哦呀，真的会有死人复活呀，这是多奇怪的一件事情，不是这种态度。
But it was more like, oh my lord, what does it even mean?
然后就是说，哎呀，天哪，这到底是什么意思啊？
Yeah. So after seeing his resurrection, the disciples have dismantled and rebuilt everything they think about God, about the world, and about themselves.
就是在主耶稣复活之后，那个门徒对于神、对于世界、对于他们的自己的看法，整个是有一个破碎又重建的过程。
It required a full deconstruction and reconstruction of their lives and their way of thinking in light of the Easter Sunday morning.
就是在于这个复活节的这个早晨的光照之下，他们整个的世界的一个观就开始一个被破碎又被重建的一个过程，就是他们如何看待自己跟这个世界。
Yeah. Jesus' resurrection was so earth-shattering that the early disciples really did not just talk about it once a year.
当时主耶稣的复活真的是一个惊天动地的事件，所以早期的基督徒不单单是说就一年纪念一次，一年谈一次。
They actually talked about it every time they gathered.
他们每次聚集的时候，他们就在讲论这件事。
Every author in the New Testament says something significant about the resurrection.
每一个新约的作者都是讲到了很重要，就是很大的一部分，他们很重要的事情在讲这个复活。
So we're going to read a passage from the first letter by Peter.
所以我们今天来读彼得所写的第一封书信。
Okay. Yeah, it's on the, in the share screen. So I'm going to read the verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So who is Peter?
谁是彼得呢？
So he's one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, so one of the disciples in Jesus' inner circle.
他是主耶稣的十二门徒之一，也是主耶稣的这个比较亲近的小圈子里面的一位。
Now, we can safely assume that he is the leader of the 12 because he usually speaks on their behalf.
我们也可以确定的说他是这个十二门徒中间的这个领头的，因为基本上他常常会代表大家来发言。
But he's also one of the 2 disciples who failed Jesus in public at the time of his greatest need.
但是他也是在主耶稣最需要的时候，在工作的场合，就是使主耶稣就是跌倒的那位，两个门徒之一。
He denied knowing Jesus three times on the night Jesus was arrested.
在主耶稣被捕的那一夜，他三次否认主。
And then after the women disciples discovered the empty tomb, he was one of the first to see the empty tomb.
在妇女们就是发现了这个空坟墓的时候，他是两位最早到坟墓空坟墓去的那一位门徒之一。
And he was among the first of what would become hundreds of eyewitnesses to encounter the risen Jesus.
他也是那几百位就是眼睛亲眼见过主耶稣复活的主耶稣其中的一位。
So a couple of decades later, Peter has become a church leader and a missionary helping to start churches in the ancient world.
然后过了几十年，彼得成为教会的领袖，也是在不同的地方来建立教会的宣教士。
Then he's writing letters to a group of churches in the modern day Turkey near the Black Sea.
在他就是写信给在黑海附近的现今的土耳其的那个地方的教会的时候。
And these churches are undergoing an intense wave of persecution.
这些教会在经历这个很大的这个逼迫。
Some are suffering, imprisoned, and even killed.
有些在受苦，甚至被抓，甚至被杀。
And they don't know what tomorrow will be.
他们不知道明天会发生什么。
Life was uncertain in their world.
在他们那时候的世界，生活也是很不确定的。
So as a pastor, right, Peter writes letters to sustain their faith in the midst of suffering.
所以作为牧者，在他们的这个苦难之中，彼得给他们写信来刚强他们的信心，建立他们的信心。
So in this opening of the letter, what's the first thing he brings up to help these follower of Jesus stay hopeful?
所以呢在这个信的开场白，作为一个牧者，他怎么样对耶稣的门徒来写，来让他们继续有希望，有盼望呢？
He brings up resurrection, Jesus' resurrection.
他首先讲到的就是这个复活，因为主耶稣基督复活了。
He brings up Jesus' resurrection.
他讲到了就是首先他讲到的是主耶稣的复活。
Not the hope of their future resurrection, it's Jesus' resurrection.
不是这个耶稣门徒的以后的那个复活，也要复活的盼望，而是主耶稣基督的复活。
Yeah. He directs their attention back to what he witnessed, 30-some years ago, the empty tomb and the risen Jesus.
他把他们的注意力重新带回到三十多年以前他所见到的这个空坟墓，主耶稣基督自己的复活。
He makes clear why our heart and mind should turn to Jesus' resurrection when we encounter uncertainty, suffering, and hardship in this broken world.
就是当我们，就是同样像我们面对这个受苦苦难和这个不确定和这个世界上的艰难的时候，你和我为什么你和我们应该跟他们一样把我们的眼光转向主耶稣基督的复活。
Yeah, because verse 3 says that God has given us a new birth, right, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为他说我们借着主耶稣基督从死里复活，我们有神重生了我们，也让我们有活泼的盼望。
This resurrection of Jesus is so momentous.
主耶稣基督的这个复活是如此的巨大，是非常的重要。
Peter interacted with this risen Jesus, and then he's fully human.
当彼得曾经和这位复活的耶稣跟复活的主呢，他们彼此之间有互动，那主耶稣也是完全的人。
Jesus ate with them and then taught them scriptures as before.
主耶稣跟他们一起吃饭，也像以前一样从圣经上来教导他们。
Yet the risen Jesus is a kind of human in a new and different way.
但是主耶稣复活的耶稣呢，是有一种不同的新的方式成为完全的人。
Jesus would just freak them out by appearing to them through a locked door, and then also at the same time to calm them down.
主耶稣呢也会让他们吓一跳，因为门都是锁得好好的，然后主耶稣突然出现，但是他也会来安慰他们，让他们安静下来。
Sometimes they would just fully recognize him, and then other times he seems so otherworldly.
有的时候他们就可以完全的认出来主耶稣，但有的时候主耶稣看上去好像是从另一个世界来的。
So the conclusion Peter drew was that Jesus' resurrection means that the world is a totally different place.
彼得的结论就是因为主耶稣基督的复活，所以这个世界现在是完全一个不同的地方。
God's plan for the whole world was to create a new kind of humanity.
神对这个世界的这个计划就是神要创造一个完全的一个新的一个人类。
Peter's own future hope was actually reshaped in this process.
彼得的这个盼望，他本身自己的盼望，就在这个过程中也在重新被塑造。
The entire future of humanity was redefined in light of the Easter Sunday morning.
因为在这个就是复活节的早晨，就重塑了整个人类的这个未来。
Now, for us Christians in the 21st century, we may feel removed from the impact of Jesus' resurrection.
作为21世纪的基督徒，我们可能有时会觉得我们和主耶稣基督的复活的这个影响已经离得挺远的。
Yeah, we don't have direct access to the eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection like Peter, John, and the apostles.
我们不像彼得、约翰跟别的使徒，我们就亲眼见过主耶稣的复活。
We may feel Easter is just an event happened long time ago, and we celebrate once a year.
我们好像觉得复活节是发生在很久以前的世界，我们只不过是每年庆祝一次。
But to Peter and the early followers, Jesus' resurrection was not just an interesting historical event.
但是对彼得和当时早期的使徒，这个主耶稣基督的复活不是历史上发生的一件有趣的事件。只是历史上发生的有趣的事件。
It's a hope.
那是一种盼望。
It's a living hope, a vital, active hope.
它是一个活泼的、永活的、有力的盼望。
It has the capacity to change and transfer our entire outlook on life.
它会可以就是深深的来改变我们整个对生命、对生活的看法。
If a follower of Jesus allows Jesus' resurrection to become the living hope, it does something to you.
作为主耶稣基督的门徒，如果你允许主耶稣这个复活的盼望来影响、来改变我们，会在我们身上有工作。
A new kind of humanity by the new birth, as in verse 3.
就像这个第三节里讲的，就是靠着重生，我们所有的一种新的人。
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Peter is using a word, right, certainly from Jesus himself, born again.
彼得所用的这个词其实是主耶稣自己讲的，就是讲这个重生。
This resurrection, if we let it, will make us into different humans. We see the world in different ways and act in different ways.
就是如果我们允许主耶稣基督的这个复活来改变我们，那我们看待这个世界跟我们的行为都会改变。
It's the first place that Peter directs the attention of the suffering and hurting Christians, the resurrection of Jesus.
所以当彼得面对这个受苦的、这个受伤的这个基督徒，他让他们把他们的眼光首先指向主耶稣基督的复活。
So how does this living hope change us to a new humanity?
这个活泼的盼望如何把我们改成更新成新的人呢？
So he uses two imageries in the following verses.
他在下边的两句中就用了两个这种一个比喻来解释。
The first one is in verse 4 and 5.
第一个是第四节、第五节这种形象。
I'll read it. And verse 4 and 5. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, this inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Peter is using a financial imagery of inheritance.
彼得是用的这种经济上的这种 就是一个继承人的这种一个词语。
Mm-hmm. Something valuable like the land and livestock in his days, the heirs would get when the grantor dies.
就是当那个受予人去世的时候呢，这个继承者他就会得到在那个世界比较有价值的土地或者牲畜。
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, the follower of Jesus, someone did die and leave you an inheritance.
对于主耶稣基督的门徒，我们来讲，确实是有人死了，然后给了我们基业，给了我们产业。
And this inheritance actually says that it's reserved in the bank of heaven with your name on it.
这个产业呢，在圣经上告诉我们，它是存在天上的银行里，写着我们的名字。
And the value of your inheritance will not deteriorate, says never perish, spoil, or fade.
我们的产业的这个，我们的这个基业的价值永远不会降低，因为上面写的不能衰残，不能朽坏，不能玷污。
No one can take away from you because it's in God's safe keeping.
没有人可以把这个基业给你抢走或者夺走，因为是神在替你保存。
When the salvation is fully realized in the last days, you will get your inheritance.
当你的救恩在最后的末日实现的时候，你会得到你的产业。
Now, the Bible does not spell out exactly what the inheritance is.
圣经上没有明确地告诉我们这个基业到底是什么。
But we have many scripture references, but, you know, they don't tell us exactly.
这个圣经上有很多这样的经文记就是相关的，但是没有告诉我们确切的具体的是什么。
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, a little mystery will keep us hoping.
那个没关系，因为一点点的神，保持一点神秘感，可以让我们更有盼望。
But I guarantee you that it will be so shockingly good beyond our imagination.
但是我向你保证，这个是会超乎我们所能想象的好。
I'm looking forward to that day, and I hope you are as well.
我在盼望的那一天，我希望你也在盼望那一天。
Now, to the follower of Jesus, in the midst of suffering and life's uncertainty, that is what's promised to you.
但是对于主耶稣的门徒，他们那时候那跟随者，他们的生活在一个受苦的一个时刻，然后也在被迫害，那是他们的盼望。
The inheritance cannot lose value, and it's set for you.
这个基业呢，他们不会失去它的价值，它也是为你而保存。
It will not change.
它也不会改变。
Now, what's interesting is that if you hold on to the hope and inheritance, you will change.
然后，但是有趣的是，如果你紧紧的抓住这个基业，抓住这个盼望，你自己本身会改变。
You're going to live this life with a different perspective.
你现在再过生活，你的角度跟那个看法就不同了。
Because we all know life on earth is hard.
我们都知道这个世上的日子是艰难的。
But knowing that Jesus died for us and left us an inheritance,
但是如果我们都知道主耶稣为我们而死，而且留给我们基业，
that one day Jesus will open the bank vault and show us what he has prepared for us,
然后有一天主耶稣会把这个银行的账户打开，让我们看到我们的产业是什么的，什么样的。
Just think about that.
你就想象一下那会是什么样的。
How should we live knowing that one day we're going to receive that inheritance?
想象一下，如果我们知道有一天我们会收到这种遗产，这种产业，那我们现在该怎么样生活呢？
We should live our life with gratitude and anticipation and prepare ourselves for that day.
我们应该带着这种感恩和带着期待来过我们每天的生活，然后就为那天做预备。
Now, when I was at the ninth grade in high school in Korea, my dad broke the news that we're going to move to the United States.
在我在那个南朝鲜，南韩上九年级的时候，有一天爸爸回家就告诉我们，宣布一个新闻，说我们要搬到美国去。
Yeah. Now, knowing that I needed to speak English in the States, I had to learn conversation in English very quickly.
然后知道说我到美国必须要讲英文，所以我要开始赶快学英文。
Now, back then, we used cassette tapes to listen to the lessons.
那个时候我们是用那个磁带来听课。
Yeah. And, I learned my English conversation from English 900. Some of you may know.
我们有些人可能当时还知道这个，就是当时我是用英语900句来学英文的。
And I had to memorize English vocabularies.
那时候我要记很多英语单词。
I even brought my high school grammar textbook and dictionary to the States.
我甚至带着我高中的这个教科书和那个字典来到了美国。
And these books, you know, this, the dictionary actually is older than I am. Some of you, if you can see it, is 主编是梁实秋。
然后你们可以看到我这个英文词典呢比我年纪还大，你们能看到作者是梁实秋。
Yeah. But the thing is that once we know what is anticipated in the future, it's wise to prepare for that day.
就是如果你知道你将来的未来会是什么样呢，你就会早点做准备是比较聪明的做法。
So, think about how would you live for that day you will receive the inheritance.
想象一下你要收到产业，那你现在应该如何来做准备，如何来生活呢？
Now, Peter continues with this living hope.
彼得继续讲这个活泼的盼望。
Which is opened up by the resurrection of Jesus, and that will change us to a new humanity.
就是这个盼望呢，是因为主耶稣他的复活，让我们成为新造的人。
So verse 6 and 7.
第六节、第七节这样讲。
In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief.In all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
You have the inheritance in heaven, so you're happy, right?
所以你在天上呢有一个基业为你存留，你有你的权利。
So you are happy, right?
所以你现在就很高兴，对不对？
But you still have to live this life.
但是你还是得过现在世上的生活。
The reality of this life is hard and uncertain.
但是现实的生活呢，是艰难的，是不确定的。
Now Peter says this harsh life has a purpose to test our faith is genuine.
彼得说现在的现实生活的艰难是有一个目的的，它是要检验你信心的真实。
He's using another imagery of gold being refined by fire.
他另外用了一个形象，就是被火精炼的金子。
When the gold nuggets are taken out of the ore, they are fused with lots of impurities like rocks and sediment.
当那个金子被从地底下挖出来的时候，其实有很多那个杂质，比如说沉积物啊，或者是岩石。
So the metalsmith will put them in hot fire to melt the metal.
所以金匠呢就把这个火放在烈火里边把它们融化。
It separates the precious metal from all impurities.
所以呢这个火呢就会把这个宝贵的金子跟这个杂质分开。
Then the metalsmith will strain out the impurities.
所以金匠就会把那个杂质呢给滤掉。
And what's left is the pure gold.
所以留下来的就是那个纯金。
You think that this intense heat will destroy the metal, but it does not.
你觉得这个烈火这个很会毁掉这个金子，但是不会。
This refining process actually removes the impurities, so only the precious metal remains.
所以这个精炼的过程呢，实际上是把那个杂质给炼。给提出来了，所留下来的只是那个纯金。
So likewise, our faith is mingled with what is genuine and what is not.
就像这样，我们的信心呢，有时候也是呢一个真实的这个信心和也混合了一些别的东西。
So it's how God sees and how we see.
就是从神来看怎么来看和我们怎么看。
But sometimes we say, hey God, I trust you in those areas in my life.
有时候你会对神说，神啊，我这方面我真的就是信靠你。
But I can handle these areas of, these areas of my life by myself.
但是这些方面我自己可以处理。
I'm capable and no need to bother you.
我自己可以来处理，所以就不麻烦你了。
But when we go through sufferings and uncertainties in life, our faith really is put to a refining process.
但是当我们经历生活的艰难和不确定的时候，我们的信心实际上，我们的信仰是在被精炼。
Suffering has this transforming power.
这个苦难有一种更新改变的力量。
It's like this intense heat that separates the genuine faith from what hinders our faith.
所以它好像就像那个火似的，把那个真实的信心和那个影响我们成长的那种东西给分开。
It reveals what we ought to hold in our heart.
它就显示了我们心里到底真正在意的是什么。
Things like, you know, that we will know God's characters more.
就像说可以让我们更了解神的属性。
That we believe people are more important than activities.
然后我们就会知道说人比事更重要。
That we want to surrender our lives even more to God.
我们想要对神更加的降服。
Yeah. So we want our faith that comes out of a crisis to be more genuine.
所以我们又想说从这个危机出来的信心比以前更加纯洁更加纯净。
Yeah. The type of faith that even Jesus will praise on the last day.
就是这种信心是主耶稣在末后的日子都会称赞我们的信心。
Yeah, imagine you get a like, a thumbs up from Jesus.
你想象一下主耶稣对你竖大拇指。
Yeah, so I don't know what you have learned about your faith during this pandemic.
我不知道从这个大流行病中这次你的信心上学到了什么样的功课。
But for me, I found God's word is more relevant than ever. So we started by a Friday night Bible study with our young people.
对我来讲，就是这段时期让我觉得是学习到说神的话语是对我的生活这么相连，这么有关系。所以，尤其是我们每个星期五晚上有查经的时候。
So now it's a good opportunity to equip ourselves with God's word during a.This uncertain time.
对于这段不确定的时间也是一个很好的就是装备我们在神的话语上装备我们的时间。
So many of you actually have regularly attended the weekly prayer meetings.
我们有不少人就是每星期参加祷告会。
And some also attended the Old Testament, you know, survey class by Dr. Michael Wynn.
有的时候你也参加那个麦牧师所讲的这个旧约概论。
And some of you even use, you know, to show your faith by using your skills on a sewing machine to make facial masks for others.
有的人也是用，就是给弟兄给别人做口罩来展示你的信心。
So I hope your faith is growing during a crisis.
我真的是盼望大家在这个危机之中，我们的信心是成长了。
So now we have this inheritance in heaven, which we will get.
我们有这个在有一天我们要得到的属天上的基业。
And this is the genuine faith that's in the refinement in this life.
我们这个信心的这个真实度在这个世界被精炼。
So now, how shall we live?
那我们应该如何来生活呢?
What should be our attitude to live?
我们这个生活的态度应该是怎么样呢?
And Peter answers in verse 8 and 9.
彼得的答复是在第八节第九节。
Says that though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
So, what should be our attitude to live?
所以我们应该抱着一个什么样的态度来生活呢?
Yeah, Peter says it's joy.
彼得说是喜乐。
We saw this in verse 6, in verse 8.
我们在第六节、第八节都看到喜乐这个词。
life is uncertain in this broken world, and it can bring suffering and grief.
就是这个比这样一个破碎的世界，生命生活是不确定的，有时会有伤害和这个痛苦。
But our basic posture in the daily life is to choose joy.
但是我们在每日的生活中，我们的一个最基本的一个趋势应该是选择喜乐。
Now, imagine you have a friend who had just experienced a tragic loss of their loved one.
想象一下，如果你的一位朋友正好经历了亲人过世。
And you visit him and you ask him, how are you?
你去看他们，然后你问他们说，你怎么样啊？
If he says, oh, I'm just doing great, full of joy.
然后如果他说，哎呀，我很棒啊，真的是充满喜乐。
Your first thought would be that this man is a very emotionally unhealthy person.
你可能第一个反应就是这个人的那个情绪是不是有问题啊？
He's in denial or suppressing his real feelings.
他在就是压制他或者是否认他自己真实的感受。
Now, I'm certain that this is not the joy that Peter is talking about.
我确定的是他所这个人的这种喜乐不是彼得所讲的那种喜乐。
Hey, when you go through the, you know, the grief and trial, just turn that frown upside down because you're a follower of Jesus.
不是说你经历这个悲伤和这个痛苦的时候，你就把这个一个愁眉苦脸的这个脸给换过来，因为你是主耶稣基督的门徒，你应该喜乐，还微笑。
Yeah, just grin, bear it, and chin up.
就是紧紧的这个扛住，然后呢，把扛手抬手昂胸笑起来，因为你是主耶稣的门徒，不是这样的。
Now, some people think that's how Christians ought to handle grief and suffering.
就是有的人觉得这应该是主耶稣的门，就是基督徒应该如何来处理这个悲伤和痛苦的。
But how did Jesus respond to his most intense night of grief and suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane?
但是主耶稣在他最悲伤、最难过的那一晚上，他是如何来面对的呢？
When he faced the knowledge that in the next 12 hours that he would be brutally executed.
当他很清楚地知道在未来12个小时他会被经历这个酷刑而被处决。
And all of his friends will abandon him.
然后他所有的朋友都会离弃他。
And one of his friends will even betray him.
然后其中的他的一位朋友甚至就是出卖他。
Is Jesus laughing?
耶稣那时候是在笑吗？
No, right? He is so overwhelmed with grief that he can only turn to prayers.
然后根本他那时候真的是非常的心里极其沉重忧伤，然后他只能去祷告。
Then he chooses hope.
但是在那个之后呢，他选择盼望。
He commits his life to the Father's hand, not my will, but your will be done.
他把他的生命放在父神的手里，他说不是我的意识，乃是你的意识成就。
He saw what comes beyond the suffering of the cross.
他看到了十字架痛苦苦难之后的盼望。
The salvation for the mankind.
就是为整个人类所带来的救恩。
The defeat of sin and death.
就是彻底的了击败了罪和死亡。
The restoration of the creation.
然后整个创造世界的一个重新的恢复。
And the name above all names that every knee will bow to him one day.
就是有一天之上万膝都要跪拜的万民之上的名。
So he chooses joy that is set before him and endures the cross.
所以他为了那摆在他前面的喜乐选择了忍受了十字架的羞辱。
And Peter is talking about this deep choice that we make because we trust the event of the empty tomb and the risen Jesus.
因为我们相信这个空坟墓跟主耶稣基督的复活，所以彼得告诉我们要选择这个藏在内心深处的这种喜乐。
So and his resurrection really unlocked the living hope that cannot be taken from us no matter what.
不管发生了什么，这种活泼的盼望，因为主耶稣基督的复活是不能从我们里边被夺去的。
So in the midst of suffering, I would choose hope. I would choose joy.
所以呢，在苦难之中，我要选择盼望，我要选择喜乐。
This does not mean that I will feel happy.
并不是说我就感觉很快乐。
But I choose to believe suffering does not have the last word in my life.
但是我选择相信说苦难它不是说我生命的最后的结局。
I choose joy because I believe God's promise has the final say in my life as I go through pain and suffering.
就是我选择喜乐是因为我知道神的话语是在我。是神的话语是最终决定的，因为当我经历这个世界上的苦难的时候，我是有盼望的。
So I get up every morning, go to work.
所以每天早晨我起来去上班。
I may lose my job.
也许我会失业。
I may lose my health.
我也许会失去我的健康。
I may lose people I care and things I love.
或者我会失去所爱的人或者所爱的事。
I will.Feel the pain and suffering when I lose them, I'm human.
因为我是人，所以当我失去他们的时候，我会感觉到这种痛苦。
But they're not my hope.
但是那，他们不是我的盼望。
They cannot be my hope because I will lose them one day.
他们也不应该成为我的盼望，因为有一天我会失去他们。
But life is uncertain in this broken world, come today and gone tomorrow.
这个破碎的世界今天在明天就会不在的这样一个世界是会有苦难的。
But we have someone whose love is so committed to our lives, even beyond the grave.
但是我们有一位他对我们的爱是如此的忠诚，就是如此委身于我们，他如此的爱我们，他的爱超越了这个坟墓。
Jesus is our hope.
主耶稣是我们的盼望。
So when pain and suffering does come,
所以当痛苦跟苦难来临的时候
the Christian worldview is so unique and powerful that allows me not to deny it, but to embrace it.
所以基督徒的这个看法呢是可以让我不是说去就是否认它，但是去拥抱这一切。
Not in a very sadistic way, but in a way that I see all good things in my life are gifts from God.
不是有一种好像一个很静态的方式，而是让我知道说我生命中一切的美好事物都来自于神。
And when I lose them, I will just open my hands as suffering comes to refine my faith.
所以当苦难来临的时候呢，我就敞开我的手，我知道说这是一个精炼我信心的过程。
And in the midst of pain and suffering,
在痛苦和苦难当中
Jesus is there with me in the refining fire.
主耶稣跟我同在这个精炼的火中
I have the living hope, and I can live out the living hope.
我有这个活泼的盼望，我也可以活出来这种盼望。
Now, if you are not a follower of Jesus, I really want to invite you to get to know Jesus.
如果你不是主耶稣的跟随者，我真的是想邀请你，真的是来认识他。
He saw our broken human conditions, and we are all under the power of death.
他看到这个人类的惨况，我们都在死亡的权势之下。
He saw every one of us will die, and then we are hopeless.
他看到我们每一个人都会死，我们是无望、绝望的。
So he chose the cross to take the penalty of our sins so that you and I can take the new life he prepared for us.
他选择了十字架为我们的罪承担了这个受了受罚，然后这样我们可以有新的生命。
And he rose from the dead on the Easter Sunday morning, and death was overthrown.
然后在复活节的早晨，他从死里复活，所以死就被吞灭了。
He suffered to make this living hope available for you.
他 受苦就是为了让你有这种永活的盼望。
And you can live out this living hope while life is uncertain in this broken world.
就算是在这个破碎的世界，生活是很不确定，但是你却可以活出来这种永活的盼望。
So my prayer for you is to pursue him and decide to follow him.
然后我对你的祷告就是你去寻求他，而且去跟随他。
If you'd like to learn more about Jesus, Zoom has a chat, and you can contact me after the service.
如果你想更多的了解主耶稣，这个 Zoom 上面有一个可以聊天的地方，你可以给我发信息。
Now, to our young people.
对我们中间的年轻人。
I know you are good and diligent students in school.
我知道你们在学校里都是又勤奋的好学生。
I'm sure you will be going to good college and gonna get a good job.
我确定你们都可以去好的学校找到好的工作。
That's important.
那个挺重要的。
But if you put your hope of your life in going to good college and getting a good job, that's very short-sighted.
如果你对生活的这个盼望就是去上个好大学找一份好工作，那你其实是挺短视的。
Life is uncertain in this broken world.
在这个破碎的世界，生活其实是很不确定的。
And if life does not turn out the way you planned, then what?
如果这个生活不是像你所期待的那样发生，那你怎么办呢？
But Jesus offers the living hope through his resurrection.
但是主耶稣通过他的复活给了我们这样一个活泼的盼望。
So walk with him.
所以呢，和他同行。
Offer your heart, your hands, your mind to him.
把你的心、你的手、你的整个人都交给他。
Use the God-given talent and resources to serve people and glorify God because you can live out this living hope.
因为用神给你的这个恩赐呢，去服侍别人，因为去你可以活出来这种活泼的盼望。
Schooling will end one day, but living for God will not.
有一天呢，这个学习会结束，就是上学会结束，但是呢，为神活是却不会停止。
And that's the life worth living for.
那是一个值得你过的一种生活。
And to those of you who are retired,
对我们中间已经退休的人，
Every day is a gift from God.
每一天都是神给的礼物。
You have this vibrant hope through Jesus' resurrection.
你有从主耶稣所来的这种活泼的盼望。
So live every day to make an impact to the people around you.
所以呢，每一天都活出来对周围的人有影响的生活。
Your spouse.
你的配偶。
Your children and grandchildren.
你的孩子，你的孙辈。
Your friends.
你的朋友们。
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
在组里的弟兄姐妹。
Not through nagging or worrying.
不是靠唠叨，靠焦虑。
But through praying and encouraging.
而是通过祷告和鼓励。
Because you can live out this living hope and it will be your legacy.
然后你是可以活出来这种活泼的盼望，那也会成为你留给以后的故事。
And to those of us who think we blew it.
对于那些说觉得自己搞砸的人
，You regret the bad decisions you made.
你很后悔你曾经做过的错误的决定。
Or maybe you have a physical pain and need healing.
或者是你有身体上的痛苦，你需要神的医治。
Or maybe you are burdened for someone you care.
或者是你为你所在意的这个人心里很沉重。
Because they are drifting and not walking with the Lord.
因为他们随流失去，没有和神同行。
Or maybe you have just loved one who needs salvation.
或者就是你所爱的人，他们需要神的救恩。
Let me tell you, Jesus cares for you.
让我告诉你，主耶稣在意你。
He is the God who loves us so much that he will involve himself in your affairs.
他如此爱我们，所以他会涉入到我们的生活中。
He hears your heartache, your fear, your disappointment.
他听到了你的心痛，你的恐惧和你的焦虑。
He made the living hope available for you through his resurrection.
通过他的复活，他使他的盼望真的是也你也可以得到那种盼望。
So, if we need courage to reconcile with others, he will give us courage.
如果我们需要这种勇气去跟别人和好，他会给我们这种勇气。
And if you need the wisdom to parent our children, he will give us the wisdom.
如果我们需要智慧来教养我们的孩子，他会给我们那种智慧。
And if we need faith to speak up against the injustice, he will give us the faith.
如果我们需要这种信心来能够为了这种不公来发声的话，神会给我们这种信心。
Through his resurrection power, we can live out the living hope in our success and in our failure.
然后呢，通过神的，因为神的这种复活，所以我们可以，不管是我们成功还是失败，我们都可以能够活出这种活泼的盼望。
So as a follower of Jesus, you are blessed because you have this living hope through the resurrection of Jesus.
因为我们是主耶稣基督的门徒，所以我们有这种福气，因为主耶稣的复活，所以我们有盼望。
And also you have Jesus with you, and you have other fellow followers, brothers and sisters in Christ as well.
主耶稣和你同行，你也有别的弟兄姐妹和你同行。
So you are not alone in good times or difficult times.
不管是美好的时光还是艰难的时光，我们不是孤单的。
So, examine your life.
所以呢，省察我们自己的生活。
What area of your life needs this vibrant living hope?
在哪一方面你需要这种活泼的有力的盼望
？What attitude or behavior will you demonstrate this active living hope？
那你的就是什么态度，你的什么行动能够展现出来这种活泼的盼望呢
？Our risen Jesus is active.
我们复活的主是活，他是一直在做工。
He walks with us in the midst of life's uncertainty.
在生活的不确定中间，那是主耶稣和我们同行。
So we choose hope.
所以我们选择盼望。
We choose joy.
我们选择喜乐。
We choose to walk with Jesus.
我们选择和主耶稣同行。
I want to conclude with a song called "The Living Hope."
所以我最后呢，结束的时候，我想有一首歌，就是这个活泼的盼望。
It's a Chinese song translated from an English song that we sing in the youth worship service.
就在青少年聚会的时候，我们会唱这首歌。它本来是一首英文歌曲，但是被翻译成中文。
深渊隔绝，有高山阻限，无法跨越。在绝望之中，我举目望天，呼求你名，直到黑夜。在幽暗里面，你慈爱彰显。吸引我临到你面，恩典已成就，结局已呈现，主耶稣永活盼望，有谁能想象这伟大怜悯？谁能度量如此恩典，洗净永在身，将杯子高天，背负我罪，担我羞愧，借私家宣告我已得赦免，万王之王将我拣选，荣美的救主，我愿永属你，主耶稣，永活盼望，哈利路亚。 进城里，你成就一许埋葬的身体开始呼吸，犹大的世界打破了沉寂，宣告坟墓不再辖制你，荣耀青春里你成就一许埋葬的身体开始呼吸，犹大的世界打破了沉寂，宣告坟墓不再辖制。主耶稣已经大胜你，哦，哈利路亚，赞美主你释放我，哈利路亚，死亡不再捆绑我。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, we thank you that you came to this world and died for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你来到这个世间为我们而死。
And you did not stay in the grave, but you overcame grave and death.
你没有待在坟墓里，但是你战胜了死亡，你复活。
And hallelujah, we praise you.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你。
And you also give us this living hope that those of us that's living in this world, that we may be able to live out your living hope.
你也感谢你给了我们这种活泼的盼望，让我们活在这个世上的，我们可以活出来这种活泼的盼望。
So we ask you that you help each one of us, that those of us that's living this world, that we feel frustrated, we feel fearful, and we ask you that you give us this living hope.
我们求你来帮助我们，当我们有这个恐惧，有灰心丧气，我们不知道所以的时候，求你让我们能活出这种活泼的盼望。
Because you are God who cares for us and you give us this power.
因为你是爱我们的神，你也给了我们这种能力。
So as we go through uncertainty and suffering, we ask you that you will walk with us.
所以当我们经历人生的这种痛苦和这种不确定的时候，求你和我们同行。
Give us this, as we, our faith is refined and you will help us as well.
当我们的信心被精炼的时候，求你帮助我们。
In our lives, may your name be glorified.
愿你在我们的生命中，你的名被高举，被荣耀。
And as we see you face to face one day, that we will hear you, your praise, that our faith was genuine.
但是当我们和那天跟你面对面的时候，我们盼望能够听到你对我们的称赞，说我们的信心是精炼的信心。
So help us to choose hope.Choose joy.
所以帮助我们能选择盼望，选择喜乐。
And your name will be glorified in our lives. In Jesus Christ, we pray.
愿你的名在我们的生命中被荣耀，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.